You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, everybody. There's a new podcast in town from Wondery, the network that brought you Dr. Death and Dirty John, and you should give it a listen. It's called Over My Dead Body. It's hosted by journalist Matt Scherr, who examines the case of a wealthy Florida couple whose seemingly perfect marriage ends in a nasty divorce. But then things take an even darker turn when on one hot July day, one half of the formerly happy couple is murdered in cold blood. It's a case that is going to say as much to you about marriage and love as it says about justice and revenge. It's one of the most bizarre murder cases in Florida history, and you're about to hear a clip of the first episode. So while you're listening, go to a browser, search for Over My Dead Body. The case is still developing, so be sure to subscribe to get the updates. You can also find a link in the show notes that will take you right to the show. Enjoy.
One morning, attorney David Latt was sitting in his apartment in D.C., flipping through the Sunday New York Times, when he arrived at his favorite part of the paper.
I have to confess, I am a devoted reader of the New York Times wedding announcements.
Latt loves the wedding section, even though the vast majority of couples are total strangers to him.
They are looking for people with impressive pedigrees. They are looking for people who are photogenic.
But on that morning, he spotted a pair of familiar faces.
They were both a very impressive, accomplished young lawyers. They were a very nice-looking couple. So if anyone was going to make it into those pages, it was going to be Dan and Wendy.
Latt began to read. Wendy Jill Adelson, the daughter of Donna Sue Adelson and Dr. Harvey J. Adelson of Coral Springs, Florida, is to be married this evening to Dan Eric Markell, the son of Ruth Markell and Phil Markell of Toronto. The bride, 26, is keeping her name.
I think it was the best wedding I've ever been to.
Avery Kohlers was a high school buddy of Dan's. He made the trip to Boca Raton for the celebration, as did hundreds of other friends and family members. The weather, perfect. The venue, extravagant. And at the center of all of it, the happy couple. Dan and Wendy danced for hours with their guests.
It just felt like it was overflowing with joy and love. I mean, that sounds so corny.
I actually found an email I sent to Dan on March 4 of 2006. Hi, Dan. Congratulations and best wishes to you and Wendy. I'm sitting at home reading the Sunday Times, and lo and behold, there you are. Best, Dave. And it's funny, Dan actually responded because Dan was a very diligent email responder, even though he was on his honeymoon.
"Greetings from Club Med," he wrote.
And then I responded, "You're checking email on your honeymoon. You truly are a cyber addict. I thought I was bad. Don't respond to this email. Hope you're having a wonderful time."
So what makes a good marriage anyway?
I guess I would say that crucial to a good marriage is mutual respect. Love, of course, but also respect.
But as you can probably guess, this isn't a story about the happy ever afters, the lucky ones, the couples who grow more inseparable with age. Not even close.
I have to be a little circumspect here because over the years I've become very familiar with the libel laws of the United States. So I don't think I'm going to give my personal view here.
It's a story about the opposite: a bad marriage, a worse breakup, a brutal divorce.
And he stormed out. And did he say something like, "I told you, you should never be marrying her"?
This is probably the biggest story I'll ever work on. Probably the biggest story in Tallahassee ever, I would say.
And everything that came after.
Somebody else fucking knows something, because this shit would have not came out unless he told someone else. But there's nothing.
I have never said to anyone that my mom is a dangerous person.
Oh, are you saying that you think maybe one of your friends would have done something
like that? Who would do this?
Baby, you're guilty. You've got his scent on your hand.
Crazy, I never touched that man.
From Wondery, I'm Matthew Scherr, and this is Over My Dead Body. I've been a magazine writer for about a decade now, and during that time, I've written some crazy stories. I've written about an Orthodox rabbi who tortures husbands into granting divorces to their wives. And I've written about some colorful characters, too, like Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti. But I can say that this particular case is the single craziest story I've ever reported on. It says at least as much about marriage and love as it does about revenge and justice, and the lengths we'll go to get even. To listen to this story, search for Over My Dead Body wherever you're listening right now. Listen today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. And make sure you subscribe, because this is a developing story, and we'll be giving you updates over the next several weeks.